want to say a pleasant good evening to everyone that's present. And I'm thankful for the brethren here for allowing me the privilege of coming to share some thoughts with you as you move from the land of the dying as you go into the land of the living, which means that you're going to have already died to sin as you move toward heaven, which is going to be your heavenly home. I don't have any magic tricks to give you tonight. My name is not Machiavelli, and I don't have any fakeness about me. The only thing I have is the Word of God. So if there are any individuals who do not share in our religious conviction, after tonight, you will never be the same. My name is, as you know, it's a long one, Jimmy Robinson, also known as Imani Sankofa. And I'm quite impressed with the fact that one of the brothers from Miami drove all the way up here with his wife to support you all in this meeting. That's Brother Glenn Phillips. And then I was thinking, 25 years ago, I met John Douglas when he was defending the truth at a digressive congregation. And I had no idea that years later, he and I would have fellowship together. I see Brother James Moore, who has been preaching with the congregation over in Daytona, Wahala Hill, for the past few years, and we're thankful for his help as well. We're thankful for Brother Copeland because a lot of our students that we work with use his online information to help them in their studies. Thankful for this congregation again. You don't know me, but after this week, you will never be the same either. You might want to say amen. All right. I don't preach to anything that's dead. Anything that's dead ought to be buried. I'm going to let you know that now. We have the Ping family here. And the Pings, I met them 15 years ago when Glenn was an understudy at Bethune-Cookman College University. And I found out that there are two boys who I'm told to get up and do something. Both of those boys are preachers now, and that's a good thing. So young people, you have to begin to start right now thinking about what you're going to do in the ministry for Christ. You might be a good football player, you might be a good basketball player, but you want to be a star on Jesus' team. There's nothing wrong with you being a star for Jesus. And don't let anybody fool you. Tonight, we have chosen as a topic, can we all get along? Now, first of all, let me say this. I can see everybody's face in here. If some of you all are sleeping, you're sleeping at a dangerous time. If some of you all are disinterested, you're disinterested in what I'm going to teach you at the wrong time. If some of you all have your mind somewhere else and is not focused on this lesson, you're in the wrong place. So you need to be focused on what we're going to discuss tonight. The first commandment is to hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. And thou shalt love the Lord our God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength, and thy neighbor as thyself. Therefore, you should be able to be attentive to what we're going to discuss tonight because you may have to apply it to your life in one form of a fashion or another. If you should have any questions for me, don't ask your preacher. Ask me, I'll be standing at the foyer. If you disagree with anything I have to say, please feel free to talk to me about it, and I bring it to you from the volume of the book. Is it all right with you all? Say amen, then. We're going to have a good time tonight, then. All right. Can we all get along? that's a very, very fitting question to ask of every Christian in the 21st century, because you have been taught that tolerance in diversity is the same thing. It actually is not. You should never tolerate anything or anybody that's evil. Diversity simply means it is a mixture of a lot of things coming together for the common good. As I look over this audience, I'm quite impressed at the diversity of ethnic groups that I see. That's a good thing. But after the night, there are some things I want you to put into practice. Many of you all are familiar with the word love. L-O-V-E. Familial love, maternal love, the love of friends, boyfriend, girlfriend love. But do you understand the word agapeo? Unconditional love. You love because God loved you first. How can you say you love God whom you've never seen? And you have a problem with your neighbor who you see every day? How can you say you love God and you don't get along with certain family members? How can you say you love God and you have a problem with the government that you don't want to pray for those in authority? The question is, can we all get along? Think about what I'm asking you. Jesus said unequivocally in John 13 and 35, by this all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. Can we all get along? Diversity is a positive word if it is used correctly to promote genuine harmony, fellowship, and positive social interactions among human beings. First of all, let me give you about two or three characters that thought that diversity was okay. You remember the story of Ahab, Jezebel, and Elijah. Ahab and Jezebel thought that they were in cahoots or had fellowship with Elijah. So when they met Elijah one day, the first thing they said was, here comes that troubler of Israel. Can we all get along? How dare you insult the man of God because he has called you on the carpet, so to speak, because of the sins of your fathers? Or you remember the story of David and Saul? How Saul tried many times to kill David because he had displaced anger. Can we all get along? Or you remember the story of Paul when he went down to Antioch and they had a problem between Peter and Barnabas was caught up in the same situation, and Paul had to stand Peter to his face because he was to blame. Can we all get along? Think about what I'm asking you. Jesus verbalized and communicated his expectations for us concerning unity, which is based upon love. You don't have a choice about whether or not you love this person or that person. Love is the bond of perfection. Now, some of you all got an attitude problem. And I'm going to give you a prescription for this attitude problem tonight. And it's found in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. It's called the Beatitudes. You're supposed to be a certain way. You're not supposed to be like the world. You ever been around Christians that curse before? Amen, lights. You ever been around Christians that tell lies before? You ever been around a Christian that says that they believe in God, but they deny him based on their behavior? Can we all get along? Follow the concept now. Jesus said, if several times in Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, if you want to have good self-esteem, if you want to be my disciple, if you want to have self-control, if you want self-respect, then you act this way. Many people say, well, if he talk about me, I'm going to talk about him. Many people say, if he slapped me on this cheek, I ain't going to turn the other one. Can we all get along? Several years ago, they had this huge riot out in California. And they paid this guy by the name of Rodney King $50,000 to make that statement, can we all get along? After he had been beaten, stomped, hogtied, and then he got on TV and said, but can we all just get along? Now, his agitators, excuse me, didn't want to get along with him. That's why they beat him. That's why they hogtied him. And then the TV said, don't believe what you're seeing. He's trying to attack us. Can we all get along? Let me explain this to you before I go any further. The world does not like Christians. Did you know that? I hope none of you all have an illusion of inclusion that the world likes you. That was proven in the book of Daniel. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were placed in the lion's den. It was also proven that the world don't like you. When Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego refused to bow down to an idol. Can we all get along? Just think about what I'm asking you. This is just the introduction to my lesson. I haven't gotten to my lesson yet. So if you had any plans about going anywhere, I hope they cancel for right now. Denominationalism. The first thing they ask you is, can we all get along? I can't get along with the denominational world. You see, the denominational world, if you break that word denomination down, it means division. And Christ didn't want any kind of division within the body. Paul said, let there be no schism in the body. Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 10, he said, you know, I hear that there are contentions among you. And the contention was over baptism. Every one of you would say, I'm of Paul. I'm of Apollos. I'm of Cephas. So Paul said, well, I'm of Christ. Is Christ divided? You have relatives that sometimes you will not even broach the subject about salvation because you don't want to hurt their feelings. That's because some of us compromise with the truth. You have to tell folk that they are lost and how they can be saved. The denominational world will tell you we all are serving the same God. That's not a true statement. The denominational world will tell you baptism is not essential to salvation. And some Christians who don't know the word of God, they believe that. I call those parading Christians. Those are the ones that wave their hands in the air. I'm saved. I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. And water haven't even touched them yet. Think about what I'm asking you. Can we all get along? You see, there's only one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. There's one God who's above all and through all and supposed to be in you all. My question is, how can you say that your neighbor who is not a member of the body of Christ is a Christian? Oh, I know why you say it. Perhaps they might live a little better than you. They may have a fancy car. They may have a nice house, and then you have this mental attitude that God is blessing them more than he's blessing you. Can we all get along? We got to change our attitude and how we serve God. See, denominationalism teach you something called unity in diversity. It doesn't work for me because my headquarters is not in Terre, Texas. My headquarters is not in Temple Terrace, Florida. My headquarters is not in Atlanta, Georgia. My headquarters is in heaven. I take orders from heaven. That's where my book comes from, Psalm 119, verse 88 and 89. We need to understand that God's word is settled in heaven. It's not going to change for you. It is not going to change for I. Not me. Not I. Think about this next point I want to tell you about. There's one mediator between God and man. Did you know that earlier this year, the whole world was upset because a pope resigned? I was glad he resigned. I was hoping he asked this question, what must I do to be saved? That's what I was hoping. Think about what I'm saying. The Holy Mother Catholic Church. She's not my mother. Matter of fact, she's not even related to me. So how can she say, or how can the world say that the Catholic Church is the mother of all churches? It's because they don't know history. You'll get that one night later on this week. Can we all get along? I have a sister that's a woman preacher. And she told me that God called her to preach. And the first thing I asked her was this, show it to me in the book. When did he call you? Where and how? And she told me I was crazy. And I said, you know what? You're not too far off. I do have psychological problems because I don't agree with everything what everybody say. So that makes me abnormal. See, I'm an abnormal person. I don't think like most people think. See, if you tell me the sky is blue, I'm going to tell you it's not. Because I know that the reflection comes down and hit a prism and goes back up in the air and causes a hue color. You might tell me that blood is red. I'm going to disagree with you. Because I know that plasma is blue. See, I'm an abnormal thinker. You may tell me that Jesus Christ didn't die for the sins of the whole world. I might disagree with you. Because I know that God sent his son into the world to die for the sins of the whole world. And I have 12 distinct witnesses who can verify that. Can we all get along? Some people say, you can join the church of your choice. How many of y'all eat at Burger King? McDonald's. You know, once upon a time, you can get it your way there. Not anymore. You can't go and get 2RB patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun anymore. Because the sesame seeds they put on there now, they are imitation sesame seeds because the real sesame seeds had cocaine in it. Oh, I'm getting off the subject. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm an abnormal thinker. Much learning has made me mad, Brother Douglas. Can we all get along? I have a sister in Christ who has authorized me to talk to her son about his sexual proclivities. And I said, wait a minute, that's an invasion of privacy. She said, my son needs to understand that a sodomite can't be saved. I said, ooh. So the cry of those who have sexual problems is, can we all get along? Well, I heard one fella say Jesus Christ was a homosexual based on the book of John, the 14th chapter, when John allowed Jesus to lean into his chest, and the first thing he said, that makes him gay. I said, you're right. He was very happy to die for John, because that's what the word gay means, just in case you didn't know that. It does not mean that you are homosexual. Gay means that you're happy. Like right now, I'm gay because I'm happy. I'm an abnormal thinker. Let me preach this lesson now, because I'm ready to go tonight, Friday, and I don't want to prolong Saturday and Sunday. The Holy Scriptures teaches us that homosexuality, lesbianism, transgendered, effeminate, whatever you call it, is an abomination in the eyesight of God. Because your government say it's okay, doesn't make it right. You need to understand that sexual sins will send you to the lake of fire. That's the only way it can be purified, in the lake of fire, and there's no coming back from that. How do I know that? In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning at verse 9, Paul said, be not deceived. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? And then he lists four types of sexual pleasures that the church members previously indulged in. And he turned around and condemned them by saying, such were some of you, but you were washed. But they were still practicing the same. Isn't that something? This sexual revolution that we're experiencing is simply something to dumb down procreation. It's simply something created by the government to let you know that they are no longer for the family. Now, I can't apologize for the truth. So it doesn't matter to me whether or not the Roman Catholics, the mega churches, any clergy member, any politician, any parent, anybody on Planned Parenthood have a problem with the Word of God. It doesn't matter to me. God's Word is settled in heaven. Can we all get along? Jesus went so far as to tell you, if you look upon a woman to desire her in your heart, you've already committed that act. Can we all get along? Think about what I'm saying. Some people say, the government said it's okay. That's not what the apostle said. The apostle said in Acts chapter 5, verse 29, we ought to obey God rather than man. Think about what I'm saying. Can we all get along? I'm going to move on after I make this statement. It doesn't matter to me what the laws of the land say, whether it's from Great Britain, whether it's from the Netherlands, whether it's from Portugal, Spain, or the United States, you will not inherit the kingdom of God. You might inherit the kingdom of men, but not the kingdom of God. Is that all right? Whether you say it is or not, it's already settled in heaven. Can we all get along? We got many people in here now that socialize with the Jehovah's Witnesses. I found out from Mark Copeland, they were right next door. And all imitators are always next door to those that practice the truth. Ain't no need of y'all getting upset. No need of getting upset. There are some people who are leaning toward Islam now. All the people who practice Muslims and Islam is right. It's because you don't understand that the word Islam simply means righteousness in Arabic. That's all that means. Do they recognize Moses? Yes. Do they recognize the prophets? Yes. Do they recognize Jesus? Yes and no. So how can you get along with people who deny Jesus Christ? This is what John said. Whosoever transgress and abideth not in the doctrine of Christ have not God. I hear a lot of people say, you know what? Woo, the Muslims, they're doing a good job. Oh, they're doing a great job. Well, maybe if some of us live like we're supposed to live, people will see our light too. Can we all get along? Let me say this to you. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. Islam, 587 AD, over in Mecca, around the Kabbalah rock. That's the kingdom of this world. You understand that? How did it start? Bloodshed. Whose blood? Anybody that didn't recognize Prophet Muhammad. You understand that? Church of Christ. When did it start? Well, it was originated before the foundation of the world. When did it start? AD 33, 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning. That's the first day of the week when in Jerusalem, that's predicted. Orchestrated by who? The Holy Spirit, Joel chapter 2, verse 24. When the Spirit was poured out upon all flesh. Think about what I'm saying. You would get that sermon and gone with the wind. Because a lot of us, we are caught up with the wrong doctrines. And we're being swept away because it makes us feel good. Can we all get along? It's the war cry of separatist groups that promote subtle racism. Subtle racism. They go to particular ethnic groups and say, hey, I think you need to be a member of this church. This is what I told some members at the Martin Luther King Church of Christ. That's the one that I came out of. That's a digressive group. I simply told them, you know the problem I'm having, y'all been in existence since 1955. I don't see no white members in here yet. I don't see no Asian members in here yet. I don't see any Hispanic members in here yet. I said, better yet, I don't even see anything that resemble something from the Caribbean in here yet. But let me show you who they go to. Family members. Or those who are weak-minded. Those who struggle with the scriptures to their own destruction. And they scare them by saying, if you're not a member of the Church of Christ, where you going? To hell. Ooh, it got mighty quiet in here. There's something wrong when we got an all-white church and an all-black church and we don't have a mixed church. There's something wrong. See, I read somewhere, and I think it was in the book of Galatians. Let me see, 1, 2, 3. And in them after 25, 26, 27, we are all the children of God by what? Faith in Christ Jesus. There's neither Jew nor Gentile, bond nor free, male nor female. We are all one in Christ Jesus. So what's the problem? Can we all get along? And let me tell you another thing you need to be doing. Something we're doing. We have members who have family members that have social problems. And I think that we have forgotten that the aged women are supposed to teach the young women. And I think we forgot the aged men supposed to teach the young men. And if you're beyond the age of 40, 50, you ought to be able to tell some young person something. It ain't the preacher's job to do all this teaching. You have some experiences that you've gone through that you can benefit the congregation with, but you sit back and you say, it ain't none of my problem. It's your problem. Can we all get along? Jesus said, go into the world, that means domestic and foreign, and teach slash preach the gospel to every creature. That word creature means every ethnic group. After you teach them and they understand it, you baptize them. After you baptize them, what do? Then you teach them again. It's not enough for us to get on denominational churches and we practice the same thing that they practice. At Flomish Avenue, we caught between two Baptist churches that hate each other. One all black and one all white. And we got a white building with a colored sidewalk to let you know, indirectly, we accept all races. That went over some of y'all head, but it's okay. I'm glad some of y'all caught it. Can we all get along? It's the war cry of individuals that judge others and bind unnecessary rituals, beliefs, and opinions as a mark of fellowship. We go and grab 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and Romans chapter 14 and we tear it all out of context, because if you don't fit my bill, you ain't none of my disciple. And I don't like you because you don't think like I fight, like I think. Well, maybe your thinking is wrong. There were a lot of things that I was doing when I came from the other side that John Douglas, James Hamilton, F.O. White showed me where I was wrong at. And I didn't jump up and say, I got a PhD in clinical psychology. How dare you tell me I'm wrong? You know what I did? Brother Short took me in the book. And I corrected it. We don't have enough humble people in here anymore. I ain't talking about y'all though. I ain't scared now, but I'm just letting you know. Stop judging other folk and start loving people. Stop. You know what? I know why a lot of people don't like to fish. And that's the easiest job in the world. Because all you have to do is get the right line with the right hook and the right bait. The bait we're supposed to be using is the word of God. And the reason why we can't hook people, because we don't know how to bait that hook. Can we all get along? Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Let us fear God and keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every secret into the judgment. You know them little white lies you tell? They come into the judgment. Them little statements you be saying, well, I don't like this person, or I got a problem with that person, or I dislike him because he don't celebrate what I celebrate. That's coming to the judgment. Those little innuendos that I hear brethren binding on folk about a building, that's coming into the judgment. Because you know what? God never gave us any authority to bind anything in heaven. That was given to the apostles. Oh, but I forgot we got modern day apostles. In my conclusion, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, that's a metaphor of the body. And it teaches the value of Christian diversity. I'm going to go a little deeper for you. Everybody here got a liver. If the liver tells the pancreas, I don't need you, you ain't going to make it. Okay? If the capillary tell the blood, I don't want you running through my veins, you ain't going to make it. If the fingertip tell the dermal of the skin here, I ain't gonna protect you, you're gonna get an infection and die. It's called gangrene. So although we are different, we are all members of the same body. And because we are members of the same body, we ought to have love one for another. It doesn't matter what color you are, where you come from, or how much money you got. Because if you know like I know, I'm going to be preaching on him probably tomorrow. Oh, Barnabas. A lot of us need the mentality like Barnabas. Whatever I got belongs to the brethren. Belongs to the members. We should never be selfish. Can we all get along? The Bible says, the word of God, the scriptures, because there are many Bibles that I don't accept. I have to catch myself. I have to be politically correct because Satan got a Bible too. So I say the word of God, the holy scriptures. Not the New World Translation like your friends next door. Because they actually do have a New World Translation that fits what they want to fit. Okay? The scripture says that we need to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, I just touched on a few basic points tonight. I'm gauging my audience. I have to do that. And I critique what I've said tonight. And then I determine whether or not I be a little more bolder and not colder. I determine whether or not I'm weak or whether or not I'm going to be stronger. But I'm going to always give you the truth, whether you want to hear it or not. How many of y'all remember castor oil? Anybody remember castor oil? It's bitter going down. But it gets on the inside of your system and it does what it needs to do. Now Jeremiah said it was like honey. And when it went down, but it became bitter as wormwood. That's because he needed a spiritual laxative. And many of us need that also. So don't get upset. Change the way you think. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Not the kingdom of Great Britain. Not even the Roman Empire. Got news for you. Not even the American Empire. It's about to fall too. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. They got real quiet when I said that. I'm going to be talking about that tomorrow night. Or either Monday. I'm sorry, that's at another church. Talking about Jeroboam. How the government has caused a spiritual disease throughout this whole land. I'm going to be talking about that because you need to know what the truth is about what you believe. Excuse me, see, I get abnormal. That's that other personality that always kicks in. Jesus said it this way. My kingdom is not of this world. Now there are certain groups that would tell you that the kingdom never came yet. How many of y'all believe the kingdom never came? Raise your hand. I'm glad you didn't raise your hand. See, the kingdom came on the day of Pentecost. How many of y'all believe that the house came on the day of Pentecost? What about the body? What about the temple? All those are synonyms that represent the body of Christ. Now, if I was a scientist, I can cut off all y'all heads and put it on one body. But it wouldn't work. Because there's only how many? You can talk, it's okay. How many is it? One head. And who's the head of the church, by the way? Thank you very kindly. Y'all, some of y'all think the Pope is in charge. Some people think that the Reverend is in charge. Some people think the pastor is in charge. Some people think that the lay leader is in charge. Some people think that the woman preacher is in charge. But the head of the church is exclusively Jesus Christ. The savior of the body is exclusively Jesus Christ. Now, why we can't all get along? If you ever go back and do your research on some of those disciples, you'll find that they belong to different ethnic groups. My favorite character was this fella by the name of Matthew. He was a tax collector. And nobody liked the tax collector because they was kind of crooked. They still are, okay. But what happened? Matthew started keeping books for Caesar and wrote for the Lord. Isn't that something? What about old Nicodemus? Can we all get along? Nicodemus said, and it's nighttime too. Nicodemus came to Jesus by night and said, can I have a word with you, sir? Now we know that you are sent from God. Jesus just stood there and listened to him. See, it's good to be swift to hear and slow to speak. Jesus just listened to him and said, okay. No man can do these things except God is with him. Then he said, good master, what must I do? See, he left this political party all alone then. Good master, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said, you need to be born again. You know what Nicodemus said? Now this is a ruler of the Jews, well educated. I'm an old man now. You mean I got to go through my mother's womb a second time and be born? Jesus said, you don't understand. That which is flesh, that which is spirit, marvel not that I say unto thee, you must be born again. Isn't that something? Can we all get along? What about Paul? You know, Paul persecuted this way until one day he was going on the Damascus Road, called himself trying to overthrow the very church that he became a member of. Can we all get along? Whoever he found of this way, he would persecute him, he would beat him, he would put Stephen to death. But what happened? He had what we call a visual hallucination. A bright light began to shine, a voice started to talk from heaven, and then he said, Lord, who is it? What will you have me to do? Get on up, go on down the road. It'll be told unto you what you need to do. And what was he doing when he got there? Down there praying. Can we all get along? And then Ananias said what? Lord, you know what this man done did to your people. See that exclusionary statement? Your people. Not me, but your people. He's a terrorist. Don't worry about him. I'm going to show him many things he got to suffer for the cause of Christ. You just do what I tell you to do. And then Ananias walked in, laid his hand on the brother Saul, received that sight, and then baptized and became a member of the same church that he persecuted. Can we all get along? And Lord, let me just close with this last one. Husband and wife team. Can we all get along? That money proposition. I used to stay up longer than it. I got old now. But I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor what? His seed begging bread. Ananias and Sapphira, can we get along? They're actually inside of the congregation. And they conspired on how much they was going to give. You know what Peter said? Ananias, let me ask you this question. Did you sell the land for such and such? And while it remained yours, why didn't you just basically keep it? Oh, no, I didn't. No, no, no. You didn't lie to men. You lied to God. What happened? Anybody know what happened? You know what happened? He was struck. Where was he struck dead? Where was he struck dead at? Right there where? Inside where? Thank you very kindly. I'm trying to get you all to understand it's a dangerous thing to lie inside the church with your brothers and sisters. It's dangerous to do that. Now here comes his wife in the space of 4 hours later. She don't even know what happened, so that lets me know that they got a communication problem at home anyway. Sophia, I need to talk with you. Hi, Peter, how are you doing? I'm doing just fine. I just want to get to the point of this right here. Tell me about this money proposition between you and your husband. Well, you know what? Don't worry about it. The same men that carried your husband not finna carry you out. She fell dead also. Can we get along? You should never get along with a liar. A liar will never tarry in the eyesight of God. Did you know that? David said that. Can we all get along? Now, we've covered a lot of material tonight. I did it in less than 45 minutes tonight. Y'all good. Because you're supposed to have been here about 9:30. But that's a good thing. God is not willing that any should perish. Now, if you got any of those behaviors circulating around in your mind and you need to repent of means to change the way that you're thinking or change your behavior, you need to do that tonight. If you're not a Christian and you think that you are getting along with God, let me tell you what Paul said. You're a stranger from the commonwealth of Israel. You're without God and without hope in this present world right now. Why? Because if you die when you walk out this building, you don't have a chance of making it in. Jesus said, except you believe that I am he, you shall die in your sins. Where I am, you cannot come. That includes the whole Muslim faith, by the way. So if you got any relatives or any friends that are Muslims, tell them they're already damned unless they repent. The people next door that teach you that Jesus Christ, the angel, they're already condemned unless they repent. You need to tell your people that, your friends, your loved ones. See, you got authentic scriptures. They got imitation scriptures. And then you got to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. After you confess that Jesus is the Son of God, then they will baptize you in water. Nope, not sprinkle you. Nope, not dab. That Brea cream baptism where they just dab a little water on you, we don't do that. A little dab will do, you know, we take you all the way in the water. Under the water so you can contact the blood and the spirit in the watery grave of baptism. And it don't stop there. There are some things you need to add to your faith. You need to grow in Christ. Before I go any further, are there any questions? Are there any questions for me? Because I don't want anybody to walk out of this building thinking you are saved and actually you are not saved. I don't want you to walk out of here with an illusion of inclusion. Thinking, oh, I went to church tonight and I'm saved. And I accept Jesus in my heart. No, you didn't. You didn't accept Jesus into your heart because if you accepted Jesus into your heart, you will obey him. And by the way, Jesus don't reside in your heart. He resides in your mind. See, we have what we call an above the collar faith. Where's confession made? With the mouth. Where's the mouth? Above the collar. How does faith come? By what? Where is it? Above the collar. When you change the way you think, where's your mind? Above the collar. Most people don't know that. Is that all right? Because I'm tired now. I'm ready to go home. I ain't ashamed to tell you. Faith come by hearing, hearing come out of the word of God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that God is and is a rewarder diligently seek him. In times of ignorance, God winked at, but now commanded men everywhere to repent. With the heart, or with the mind, man believes with unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. You're still not saved yet because you got one step to go. And that means you got to step in the water. And somebody said, I already been baptized before. But our question is, what were you baptized for? What were you baptized for?